What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take our first look for this week, our Monday morning look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. In the last 24 hours, 1,389 new infections of COVID-19 and one death were registered in Panama, according to the Ministry of Health's report on Sunday. With these new figures, the accumulated number of deaths increases to 8,299, with a lethality of 0.9%. And on Sunday, 7,609 tests were applied. This returns a positivity of 18.3%. Active cases, they total 23,615, of which 23,287 are in home isolation and 292 are hospitalized. Those in isolation are divided into 23,287 at home and 36 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 259 patients hospitalized in the wards, and there are 33 patients in the intensive care units. The people recovered, 3,465 in the last 24 hours. As of today, the antiviral drug molnupiravir will be available in all health regions of the Ministry of Health, from where it will then be distributed to the various hospitals. It's about 15,000 treatments of this medicine for oral use against COVID-19, reported the Ministry of Health. Now, Dalis Barria, head of the National Health Supplies Warehouse of the Ministry, recalled that molnupiravir will be used for early treatment of COVID-19. Barria explained that each bottle of treatment contains 40 tablets. According to the head of the health portfolio, Luis Francisco Sucre, this drug will reduce hospitalizations and complications while reducing the duration of symptoms. Molnupiravir will be supplied orally for those over 18 years of age in the first 5 days of symptoms, the ministry stressed through a statement. Minister Sucre also announced that Paxlovid should arrive in the next few days, another drug that seeks to reduce the number of hospitalized patients and patients with complications. A protected witness revealed to the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office, which is carrying out the investigation into a network that stole chances and tickets from the National Charity Lottery, the LMB, that many officials knew about the irregularities, did not alert the authorities for fear of losing their jobs. The investigation, led by prosecutors Itzel Ku and Omar Hein, has the statements of at least three protective witnesses who have revealed that many officials were aware of what was happening but remained silent in the face of possible reprisals. These statements reveal that the former head of deliveries of the LMB, Yamilka Camarena, accused of fraudulent embezzlement, failed to comply with the security protocols for the transfer of packages and chances and tickets to agencies in different parts of the country. When she was warned about breaching these protocols, she would reply that, quote, she was the boss. One of the witnesses told La Prensa newspaper that he was fired when he refused to accept suspicious returns after the time of a draw. This was in early 2020. A month later, he received a dismissal letter alleging loss of trust. He says that in this way, many officials who did their job were rotated or dismissed. In the investigation, there are statements that reveal that some packages arrived incomplete at the agencies and that several of the unreported bills were later charged when they were awarded. It was also determined that a private person used by the network to exchange tickets was the winner of all three prizes on the same draw. The investigation, which began on March the 17th of 2021, consists of 52 volumes. It contains inspections of LMB agencies, analysis of bank accounts, and statements that suggest that more officials may be involved. The guarantee judge of Panama, Francisco Carpintero, decreed the precautionary measure of provisional detention against a citizen who was charged with the alleged commission of a crime against humanity in the form of smuggling migrants. This is a Nicaraguan apprehended on the 9th of June in the Albrook Transport Terminal. That day, the public ministry reported that three people were also rescued in the operation. The guarantee control hearing was held on Saturday, the 11th of June. Judge Campintero considered that the precautionary measure of provisional detention was necessary and proportional to the nature of the act, coupled with the procedural risks disclosed at the hearing. The Public Ministry was represented by Prosecutor Aramis Villarreal, while the Public Defence was in the charge of Hugo Bonilla. The First Superior Court of Justice rejected a protection of constitutional guarantees as presented by Nicel Solano, former assistant to the magistrate of the Supreme Court of Justice, Maribel Cornejo, against the decision of the Judge of Guarantees, Hiroko Timoko Naranjo, who on the 11th of February of 2022 admitted the imputation of Solano for the alleged commission of the crimes of corruption of public servants and money laundering. According to the investigation, the now former official delivered information to a criminal network dismantled within the so-called Damascus operation. Solano's defense argued that the prosecution did not prove the official's corruption charge in the manner, time and place. But in the ruling, under the presentation of Magistrate Juan Carlos Tatis, it is specified that the prosecution did manage to individualize the attributed criminal conduct, since evidence was obtained that suggests that Solano was identified within the criminal network as Judged 2. In addition, according to the investigation, it was in charge of delivering information on the holding of hearings and the profile of the judges, which was useful for establishing defence strategies. For example, surrendering to the authorities to mitigate the sentences destroyed possible evidence, such as cell phones, and also enabled the choosing of the right lawyer. The ruling highlights that during the hearing the defence did not oppose the imputation of any of the two charges. The court recalled that the prosecution presented telephone extractions authorised by a guarantee judge in which the link between Solano and the network is clear. According to the prosecution, Solano delivered information to the Humildad y Persa, the HP gang, presumably led by Carlos Roberto Aguilar, alias Robert, who is on the run. HP is one of the three criminal structures dismantled in recent months, reported to have links with the Gulf cartel. According to the court, Judge Cornejo annulled Solano's appointment on the 27th of December of last year upon learning of irregular issues. The Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIEP, stated this Sunday that both the Ministry of Economy and Finance and the General Directorate of Revenue must be accountable for the impact that all expenses are having on public finances, since, from our point of view, the pace that we are following is unsustainable. In the column La Cámara Opina, the CCIEP mentioned that the state payroll has reached historic levels, close to 4,000 million in 2021, and an approximate income of 15,000 people between January and March of 2022. Now, if we add to this the increase in subsidies, $1.6 billion in 2019 versus $2.4 billion to date, coupled with the high amounts of other types of expenses, we're facing extraordinary figures for state money that warrant an immediate review with a view to making adjustments and guaranteeing the sustainability of public finances, the organization has said. Now, the CCIEP pointed out that after 2 years of sacrifices as a result of the crisis caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, the actions that reflect containment, austerity, and control of expenses are unknown. Therefore, for this organization, it is time to define a plan to offset some subsidies and start investing this money in actions and plans that add value to society and the individual. Given the complicated economic situation that we are experiencing, where there are external factors that affect the lives of all citizens, the private sector has made its share of sacrifice, acting in accordance with the times. This is what we also require from both the executive and the legislative branches, they emphasized. Well, the government has justified that part of the growth in payroll spending has to do with special laws that order periodic increases in the salaries of some officials. We may not be surprised But the average cost of the basic food basket last May was $280.71, or an increase of $13.93 compared to May last year, when this price was $266.78, according to the monthly monitoring carried out by the Authority of Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, ACODECO. The CBA considers an average intake of 2,339 calories per person per day. The amount of food in the CBA is calculated for a family of 3.48 people, based on the results of the 2010 population and housing census. 59 most consumed products are included, which there are still 8 that are on the price control list: bone and strip steak, prime ground beef, Panama whole chicken, prime rice, powdered milk, white sandwich bread, American yellow cheese, and sausage-containing beef. Now, the ECODECO report collects the prices of a total of 89 establishments in Panama and San Miguelito, among which officials visited 51 supermarkets and 38 mini-supermarkets and grocery stores. In recent months, the behaviour of the price of the food basket has been on the rise in the midst of a global and local economy hit by the restrictions imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic, and more recently by the effects of the invasion from Russia to Ukraine and the increase in fuel prices. Now, the capital of Panama was ranked as the third most expensive city in Latin America to live in. This is after Buenos Aires in Argentina and Montevideo in Uruguay, according to the annual ranking of the ECA International Company. For this measurement, which is done annually, the price of renting a home, the cost of transportation, and the price of the basic food for living, such as milk and cooking oil, among others, are considered. It also assesses how much rent, utilities, and public transportation costs, and how strong the country's currency is. Well, this year, Panama rose 10 positions compared to 2021, going from position 117 to 107 globally. Well, the report details the lower the position, the more expensive the city is. For example, Buenos Aires climbed 55 positions and went from 92 last year to 37th in this year's latest report. So there we are. That's what's in the local news for this Monday morning, all compiled for you on The Breakfast Show.